Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn lurking about somewhere, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The leaders of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee say they have reached a $21 million settlement with 200, let me see if I can get the right number here. How many? There were 330 people. Sorry, I thought it was 200 and something. That makes it even more outrageous when you get the number of victims of sexual abuse by clergy members in that archdiocese alone. Can you imagine? 330 people are going to share $21 million in an abuse settlement that was agreed to this week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. They've been entanglement. Well, this is...
It's not a lot of money for them, though.
Well, it caused... Here's the thing. In the discussion of the Pope, we're all eager to know more about how this Pope thinks. We like his attitude. We like what he's all about. One of the things that he's said... Whether he's done something about it or not remains to be seen, but he said he wants to put an end to all of the secrecy, all the charges, all of the reality that has harmed so many thousands of young men and to a point young women who have been abused by members of the clergy in the Catholic Church. So here, this is something that started way before he took over, so he's not responsible for this. But the thinking, and I can come up with at least four churches within my immediate vicinity, the most notable church, St. James Church, Catholic Church in Wellesley on Route 9, Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts, where the parishioners were told in 2006 or something, after the first scandal, that they were going to have to close the church. There wasn't enough money, there weren't enough people going to it. And so they had sit-ins in the church for 6.5 years. There was never a moment when there wasn't somebody in the church to keep them from shutting it down. Finally, they shut it down. And it looks like you wouldn't believe how the grounds... I mean, this is on a major thoroughfare. Weeds everywhere, windows broken on the church. They just left it. They didn't sell it. They just let it sit there. And the reason they haven't sold it is because a local car dealer who was going to buy it didn't. I don't know what happened to it. But the point is that there is all this money that has become due, and they're shutting down services. There was a retirement home for old priests and brothers that were in the faith. They closed that down, and they all went someplace. They all were broken. There were, I think, 24, 25 people. They were all friends. They all worked together for 50, 60, 70 years, some of them. And they shut the house down, and they moved them all to different places. They separated the friends, and most all of them died within 4 to 5 months of their being moved out of this home. That's the kind of thinking that goes on there, or had gone on prior to this Pope. Now, whether they're going to fix that or not, you know, the Catholic Church is sitting literally on top of billions and billions and billions of dollars in jewelry, in artifacts, in things that are buried in the basement vaults of the Vatican. And the hypocrisy here is so beyond belief that each one of these dioceses, they were told they have to figure out how to get out of their problem themselves. No help from Rome, no help from anybody. If your diocese had 21 pedophile priests and you were sued and the settlement is $330 million, then you got to come up with that out of your own diocese. We're done. We're washing our hands of it. Now, they'll take some of the pedophile priests and cardinals who supported them, they move them back to the Vatican so they can't be grabbed by the local law enforcement people. But to help the parishioners who are responsible for keeping the church alive, nope, they don't do that. So I just thought this was another example of of what has happened there, and the church fought it. They spent $5 million to fight these charges and the reward in court. And as a result of that, the judge gave another $5 million in the settlement to the parishioners because the church had been so outrageous. I guess I do understand the arrogance of power and these people who really have bought into that they're the only one religion and, you know, we can do anything we want to with you. San Diego had the same problem. $200 million for 144 people a few years ago. Wilmington, Delaware, there were about 100 people, got 146 people, $77 million in settlements. So it remains to be seen what the new Pope is all about when it comes to this sort of thing. But those of you who are Catholic, Jennifer and Roberta, I guess, even though Roberta's not much of a practicing Catholic, you have that.
I practice not at being Catholic.
Yeah, okay. Well, but Jennifer is serious about religion, and she is deeply hurt by these sorts of things, as well she ought to be. And one wonders why the membership of the church, Jennifer, doesn't just get up and say, okay.
Well, they have.
Maybe that's why this change in the new Pope.
They have. I mean, you go to church on not Christmas or Easter, and already the church was having trouble holding on to people, especially, you know, people like me, especially, who went to Catholic school for 12 years, and then when they had the opportunity not to go to church because they were able to control that themselves, they disappear, and then they don't come back until they have kids of their own, and that group is still missing.
To the same punishment.
Well, you know, to be honest, I would send my kids to Catholic school. If I am lucky enough to have them, I would probably try. If it was affordable to me, I would try to send my kids to Catholic school because I loved the experience that I had for many reasons aside from, obviously, this nasty one. But we had a scandal at our church, and it was so sad for many reasons. One, because there were real victims, and then there were also a lot of, oh, it happened to me too kind of people. And it did do a lot of damage. People didn't know who was telling the truth. They moved the priest. They didn't actually do anything to him. They just moved him to another parish. I mean, the way the church handled it really let it spin out of control.
And that's really what's going on, or has gone on. I bring it up because I want to sort of watch it and see what the new Pope is doing about these things. He's talked a lot about it. I believe he's sincere about it. At least it seems that way. So let's see what happens. In a moment, Netflix is on the move to keep the other subscription services from gaining foothold. I've just become aware, because now I have a television set that has all these things on them, of how many of these services there are. I thought it was just Netflix. Man, there's a ton of these. So how does Netflix plan to hold on to their workers so that they can better produce things that will keep you focused on Netflix? That story in a moment here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
Beer at Jackson returns to Reno, Nevada, August 6th through 8th during Hot August Nights. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable collectible automobiles will cross the auction block. Be a part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Beer at Jackson. Coming soon to the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Come on down and check out the Beer at Jackson Cup as well. You can enter, and there's a prize purse of over $100,000. Tickets are available at BearettJackson.com. That's BearettJackson.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Doug's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I focused on how to make your business better or how to keep people that are key to your operations. And Netflix has done something that many people are going to complain about who are competitors. Many people are going to see this as enlightened. Some people are going to say, it's nonsense. What are we doing here? So explain what Netflix says they're going to do with their employees, Roberta, will you?
Well, if you want to get an entire year off with pay, how's that sound? Get a whole year off with pay. You can return part-time if you want to. You can return full-time if you want to during that year. And if you need to leave again, you can leave again. Well, just go to work for Netflix and have a baby.
Have a baby.
They've updated their parental leave policy. Gives unlimited leave to both mothers and fathers. Now, Netflix already had an unlimited time off policy, but now they're extending it also to the dads. So let's say the dad works for Netflix, the mom has a baby. Well, now the dad can take almost an entire year off if he wants to. And some of the other, I'm going to go work for Netflix.
And they pay you?
And they pay you unlimited time off.
Where you can afford to have enough people around to cover.
Yep.
How many people, you know, work for Netflix, and how many people at any given time are taken off, and then you have enough to cover? I tell you what. As
I couldn't run my business.
Guy who
like
runs
that.
A business, yeah. We have 25, 30 people.
It's ridiculous.
I couldn't do it.
No.
It's birth or adoption. By the way,
come on,
Rich. It's birth or adoption. Plus, get this: the employees get free meals, massages, and laundry service.
Wow. That's what Bloomberg, by the way.
The people
who work for Bloomberg get the same thing.
No.
They get free meals. Yep, yeah. I remember I worked for Bloomberg for a while, and they have the meal kiosk. You never have to leave. You just go there and take whatever you want.
What'd you say, Jen?
It's just lame. Why do people even have a job? It's just so lame. Yeah. As someone who runs a business,
when do we actually work?
You want to walk to work every day uphill in the snowstorm, both ways.
Yes.
Right. But at some point, you got to be contributing the amount of time that. Never mind anything else.
Anybody that took a year off.
How
Me
much?
Too.
How? Or what do you need them for? In that circumstance,
you have to replace them.
Yeah, but I want to know.
Here, I don't need you at all.
Whether Richie, you, or Jennifer, you. Have timed any people or if there's the mechanism to do it, how much time do people spend at work on their iPhone or their smartphone doing things that have nothing to do with what you're paying them for?
I'm going to say half the day.
It is ridiculous.
Dude, I go crazy if I'm going for 2 weeks.
I know.
No, I'm talking about people who
every day, Richie, are using their smartphones.
No, I know. Yeah. Are they looking at their email? They're looking at their texting? They're on their phone?
Weeks. At what point do you start to go? Oh, I guess they don't really need me.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you mean? Are we the employee?
Yeah.
You'd like to think that if that's the way.
How worthless would you feel if you
really, if you're really interested in your job and your own well-being? 21 after on Good Day.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Normally, we focus on just the songs that make it to number one, unless we're going through a list of the top five songs. Every hour at this point in the hour, we have some musical focus here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, exploring our musical tastes with a song that actually was number two during this week in 1982. John Cougar and Hurt So Good. Crank it up, Richie.
Guy has smoked himself into
almost oblivion.
He, yeah, his voice is just shot.
Yeah.
His son had a Facebook campaign a few years ago.
Did he?
To try and, his dad told him, he said, if I get a million people to sign up for a Facebook page to get you to quit smoking, will you do it? And he couldn't get to the million. So
that's too bad.
Yeah.
What a dummy. What is he doing to his family and to his own life?
What a great...
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great pop song.
Sound. Good,
yeah. All right, next up, let's see, Annie Lennox, right? Will you ever meet the Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Number two during this week in 1983. This is very good pop stuff. Who's looking for what here? Some of them want to use you, Richie. Some of them want to use by you.
They all want to use
me. Really?
Yeah, look at Jennifer.
Yeah, I know.
Shocks me into the trash.
I do. I use you in a beauty, Rich. But you like it.
Roberta's not into this, so let's keep moving. I don't know if she'll be into this or not. Let's move to 1985. Number two song this week.
I loved this song as a kid. Leave Him Alone. Paul Young or something?
Yeah, Paul Young. Yeah, exactly. Every time, yeah, I quite like this song. Richie, crank it up a little bit.
I know. I used to love this as a kid.
You know, I don't see a song on here that Roberta would like.
Right. We think like Madonna?
Non-Roberta Week. Yeah. Music.
Let's go to 1986, Richie. See, Madonna's Papa Don't Preach, number two this week, 1986. What do you think?
I always like like dancing to Madonna when I was into the clubs, but she was like nuts this. About this song. Yeah.
But Roberta's like me. We like old school early God.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember this movie?
Yes, desperately.
With the big lion, tiger.
Yeah.
Cecil's cousin.
Hey. Doug, I don't remember this next one.
Another Madonna song. Number two this week, 1987.
Oh, tell. This is a great song.
Is that girl?
No, I skipped.
I remember skipped. This one.
No.
Is this Breathe?
Yes.
Number 2 in 88? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do acting. Yeah.
All right, and in honor of his losing his daughter, I will not say anything bad about Bobby Brown.
Now, this is good. Crank this up, Richie. Come on. From Ghostbusters, I think, or something, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. All right, let's end it strong, Dudley.
Ending it strong, what about Bobby Brown?
Billy Idol. Number two this week in 1990, Cradle of Love. 28 after on Good Day.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Station courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. He's now circling the track, as it were. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and Richie. Let's try to figure out what the Russians are up to, although it seems rather blatant to me when you look at some of the rather simple, they're very simple and very direct. You kind of know where they're coming from all the time. The United Nations is trying to figure out what the Russians have for ample, they call it ample scientific data. Russia says that the 500,000 square miles in the Arctic that no one owns now are theirs. Putin says, that's mine. The reason they're interested in all of this, it holds a lot of the unused oil and gas reserves in the world. And the day before, the number of times that I have focused on oil and gas and the abundance that we still have of this. And I think when the week started, the president was trying to convince everybody that we needed to do things to cut back on oil and gas usage, anything that's fossil fuel related, and move in the other direction. Well, we've been trying to move in the other direction, and there have been a lot of obstacles, especially to wind power, not so much solar power, although because there are more and more of these things showing up in the landscape and people think they're ugly. There are a lot of people who are saying to local communities, no, not so fast with the solar power if you're going to put it on the land. Put on
Hillary
a building.
Clinton wins solar power for everybody, though.
Yeah, really?
She's giving that out, yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Who's going to pay for that?
Bo, you.
Not me.
Me. But you'll get solar power, so hey.
Really? You sure?
Solar panels, yeah. She's giving them out if she wins. Obama gave out cell phones. Solar panels.
Yeah.
Solar panels.
And new cars.
Oh. Really? New cars.
Bro, did you get your cell phone?
Free gift with purchase.
You voted for him.
Yeah. All right, by the way, speaking of new cars, more Americans are buying cars that say, look at me, I have money, I want to drive a big car, I want to drive a fancy car. In the month of July, the three most sold cars in America were expensive, top-of-the-line Acuras, top-of-the-line Audis, top-of-the-line Lincolns.
Good.
Those are
That's
the three
be doing.
Biggest selling cars during the month of July. And
it surprises me. They're having a resurgence.
Yeah, they are.
They're cool cars.
Most of the resurgence is built around cars that are comfortable, that people are not afraid to drive because the cost of gasoline is going down once again. But I am really, I mean, these cars have never really been in the top of mind, but improvement by 6-7% in the amount of sales for this past July versus July a year ago, and most of them, or many of them certainly, were the big, more expensive cars that are so-called gas guzzlers. I drive a car that is considered a gas guzzler. I drive it because, A, I like it, B, it's comfortable, C, it offers me because it's larger, I can see more of what's going on around me, therefore be smarter as a driver, and I think it offers me a certain amount of protection, although I don't know how well they're built anymore as compared to what they used to be. Like, they used to have real heavy bumpers on them, and if something happened to the bumper, you knew there was nothing going on. Last week I was driving, I had my pickup truck was in the shop or something. It was a problem with it. So I was driving my Rover in and out of the fields where I was mowing hay, and we were working the hay. And so one night I came out of a field, it was almost dark, and a guy came down the road and he almost clipped me, and in order to avoid him, I ended up in a ditch. And in the ditch was a stump. And when I drove away from the stump, I left the bumper with the stump.
Oh, no cussing at all, right?
I was very angry.
Of course, you should have been.
Yeah. Well, but when I was mowing, the story wasn't as the guy who ran me into the hole, but how easily this piece of plastic, because that's all it is. There is absolutely, remember the bumpers we used to have on cars that actually did something? I've put big, heavy bumpers on all my trucks to eliminate the problem of running into trees, rocks, whatever it is that we do when we go into the fields. But these cars, it's all flash and splash. It's all for looks. There is absolutely no protection, no strength. When that bumper got ripped off and I looked underneath to see what the superstructure was like, Richie, I couldn't believe how flimsy the steel that comes to the back of it and holds the bumper if you were in place.
They have an infrastructure, but it's all wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the whole car now. You have Meredith had it.
I mean, cars are safer nowadays than they used to be.
Well, they are because of the internal guts of it. You wear seat belts and you have these airbags and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they aren't built better. They aren't stronger. They aren't tougher. They don't have real metal in them. I had Meredith had
not
a sticker she wanted me to put on the car. I couldn't find a place to put it because there's no metal. It's all plastic or titanium. Yeah, or
a lot of these moms and dads driving around with it, like on their gas cap, because that's the only piece of metal in their car.
That's the only place you can put it. Yeah, right.
So I'm the proud mom of it. It's like put on their gas cap.
Right. Well, the reason for this, according to the major automakers, is that they sold 17 million cars. This is the first year 17 million cars have been sold.
That's amazing.
Since before 2008. Now, the SUV sales are great. The price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude is half of what it was a year ago. The price yesterday was under $46 a barrel. So the price of gasoline is finally going down at the pump. When I say finally, remember when Newt Gingrich said all the gasoline should be $2.50 or under? No matter what it costs them to buy it, because of the way they produce it, the way they ship it around now, the number of gallons of gasoline being sold is directly related to what it costs. So in California, where the prices are ridiculous now. I mean, just plain outrageous. Staying over four, it's almost twice as much to buy a gallon of gasoline in California as it is to go into some of the southern states. Where I am, it's down to, $2.43 I saw yesterday. Richie, what did you see? What are you paying for gas there?
$2.54
okay. All right. But it'll be down to, remember,
DC.
The predictions were that gasoline would be at or under $2 after Labor Day. I see it heading in that direction.
Not
in California.
No.
What are you paying for gas, Roberta, in New York?
California, I was just out in California, and I could not figure out how gas could be anywhere from $3.69 a gallon to $5.04 a gallon.
Ask Jennifer, she'll tell you.
Within a 5 or 10 mile range.
Because people are crazy.
It was nuts.
Well, it's nuts.
First, I'd like to know where you found $3.99 gas, because I haven't been able to find that. It's somewhere around $4.69.
No, I found $3.69 gas. Go to Gas Buddy and it'll tell you where to find it. It's actually right by the airport. I think it was like $3.79 for gas. It wasn't bad at all. But Beverly Hills, it was $5.04 at a mobile station.
Yep.
I was like, seriously, guys?
And is that the only gas station in Beverly Hills? That's why. That's the only gas station in Beverly Hills. It is.
It was crazy.
The one that comes toward Wilshire down...
Wilshire.
Right. That's the only gas station. Can't find a gas station anywhere else.
I could not understand it. In New Orleans, we're paying $2.29.
Should be cheap there, because you got all the means of production there. Shipping is easy.
And then, you know, you shop at Winn-Dixie and you get gas points. Sometimes I pay under $1 a gallon for gas.
Mm. But it's just, it is amazing how we are being duped, though, still by these people. And under the circumstances, when the cost of gasoline is low, home heating oil is low, all the other things, natural gas is low. So the president is sort of whistling in the dark because nobody's going to pay any attention to this. We think in short terms and short bursts. We think now, okay, today this is what the price is, so I'm buying a car for today. Tomorrow the price goes up again, that car becomes worthless, you trade it in for a little four-passenger putt-putt. That's the way that it is. But I'll tell you something, the automobile business in this country is hot.
I don't get it, man. We started looking at cars the other day. My wife drives a 2011 Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
All the bells and whistles, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, what are we going to replace it with? Because it's starting to get up there in miles. The price of cars is crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can give $40,000 and $50,000 to buy a well-equipped SUV.
Yeah, that's what it is. Those Explorers are $45,000, $46,000, $48,000
I grew up in the car business. I cannot make myself spend that kind of money on four wheels. Can't do it.
Well, that's why I always buy used cars, Richie, because
I
want to buy a car that costs maybe $60,000, $70,000 when it was new, but it's off that mark by $30,000 by the time it's been driven a couple of years. Excuse me. So, yeah, but it's really a very difficult circumstance to justify all this stuff. And the insurance rates, which you never look at when you buy the car. Wait till you get the insurance bill. I got the insurance bill for my new car. And in Massachusetts, they value the insurance premium on what the car costs new. Never mind what it's worth. It's what it costs new. And that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I mean, dude, I'm buying, $20,000 for a car for me is ridiculous. And you can't buy anything.
$20,000, that's nothing. That's nothing.
$20,000? Oh, my goodness.
That's like a wheel.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yep. 44 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Saying hi to Linda Thurman, who was very, very, very nice in her comments. She actually posted about Charlotte because she remembered something and saw something online. So, Linda, thank you very much for bringing that around into the focus. And speaking of focus, we've got to. There's no way around it.
Got to
get to something that's near and dear to me, and I'll tell you about it in a moment. Stand by. This is Doug's Good Day.
The phone. founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in Nutritional Sciences and Biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns. But the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all-natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all-natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org.
Pick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourRight.com. That's BICFightForYourRight, WRITE.com. Okay, so this is a good day, 48 minutes after the hour. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I, you know how passionate I am about GMO foods, about farming, about the American farmer, about what he or she faces, the problems of dealing with huge government and huge agribusinesses. And one of the things that I find most frustrating is the way the system works. And you've heard me talk about it, maybe not in specific terms, but you've heard me talk in general terms about how the door folds open and shut on not just in the FDA or not just in the government itself. Business people go into government so they can shape policy, then they leave so that their companies benefit from their having shaped policy. There's probably no better example of that than a fellow named Michael Taylor, who is the deputy commissioner now in charge of rules and process for the Food and Drug Administration. His job is to protect you from companies like Monsanto. The only problem with Mr. Taylor is before he was the deputy commissioner at the FDA, he was the second vice president in charge of public relations, media information, and a new product for Monsanto. So how does a guy who is a former vice president for Monsanto, who poisons basically everything that we consume, go over to the FDA that's supposed to protect you from people like Monsanto? How does that happen? How does that work? How do we don't know it because we don't pay attention to it because the government is too big. All right, you want to know something else?
Yes.
There are many people like Jennifer who revere Clarence Thomas. I've always thought...
Excuse me.
Clarence Thomas.
I don't know if I revere him. Well, that's a strong word.
You think that he has done a good job as Supreme Court Justice.
Probably
you agree with a lot of his policies. No. Okay.
Yes, I would.
Did you know that he represented as the chief lawyer for Monsanto for 14 years? It was his firm, and then for 14 years he was at this firm. 4 years he was the chief lawyer for Monsanto. And as a Supreme Court Justice, he's ruled in favor of Monsanto every single time an issue has come up involving them. Is this right?
Hmm.
Is this the way you want your government to be run? Is this America in 2015? And there are examples on top of examples on top of examples of this sort of collusion, this kind of crap going on as we try to, the people who are into modern farming. I have a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's supposed to extol the value and virtue of people who are making family farms live and survive. But we're always fighting with the Monsantos of the world, and you got, when the cases go to court, you got people like Clarence Thomas, who used to work for Monsanto, making the decisions. It's just wrong. But something you should know about as you figure out who you're going to vote for and support as we get into that season. You're 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Today's Doug Steppen Good Day program. Howdy-do. Greg Steppen is in charge of all things technical, information-wise here on Good Day. He's the info king at Men's Health Magazine when it comes to technology. And he would like to have us discuss a number of things. And usually he's pretty good at suggesting things that I ignore. And let's see how good a job I can do at ignoring what he wants us to talk about today.
Brilliantly done, Doug. Brilliantly done.
In just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16GB flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi. it's time now for us to dig around, not only in Greg Stebbins' world, but in the world of Doug Steffen, where we have today several references to the Lexus hoverboard, which apparently is real. If you check out our video of the day today, Greg, the folks at Lexus have put together this this hoverboard. This is real.
They've invented
a hoverboard. You can check out the video to see people taking it into a specially made skate park for a test run, but it's not likely that there will be a lot of these built. What's the technology that allows this to work? I'd ask either you or Kenny what this is all about, because what kind of power is it using? Is this something out of a movie or the back lot at Paramount? What?
Magnets.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. Like the train in Japan.
Yes. So kids out there, if you take a magnet and scrape a paper clip on it and you discover that it becomes a magnet too, you're well on your way to making your own hoverboard. And if you make one successfully, you could go sell it on Kickstarter. It's probably worth something.
There you go. All right. Check all that out.
It is real, though. I mean, the video you have on the website, I was watching it before we went on the air. It's really cool. I definitely want to go to Barcelona and play with this thing.
All right. Let's talk about technology that helps you live a better life. I happen to...
That would be all technology, Doug.
Well, I know about that. I was looking for... There are two things Apple here. Apple stock has gone down about 3%, I think. So that means they've lost about $113 billion in value this year. I don't think it was going to have a whole day benefit for them. But it brings me around to thinking. I bought one of these Apple watches.
Did you really?
Yes. Not for me.
Okay. But, thank you for clarifying.
But we plugged it in last night, started to charge it. I'm looking at this thing, and I'm trying to figure out all of the things. It was originally supposed to be for fitness, because my pal is very big into fitness, and this will help a lot.
Does your pal have an iPhone?
Yes. Yeah, okay, the iPhone, good. iPad, okay. Mac.
He's all Apple, though.
Laptop. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, but wondering out loud about the fitness trackers themselves, because you're at Men's Health.
Yes.
Let's put the two of them together and see whether or not these things really stand up to scrutiny. Do they really work?
They do work. And I mean, first of all, there's a lot of them. So I actually have three of them on my wrist right now.
Really?
Now, I don't normally wear three, but I wanted to be able to say that while I was on the
podcast. That's good. It's convincing.
And I have been wearing a Fitbit Surge, which is the high-end Fitbit, for the last few weeks. And I have to tell you, since I put this thing on, I have run more than I've run in the last 10 years.
Really?
I stopped running 10 years ago.
You're competing with yourself.
I'm competing with myself and others. And it's just, first of all, it's just not just a daily reminder, but a moment-by-moment reminder that I've made a commitment to myself. So I've not only run more, but I've exercised more in general, because having the geeky numbers has made exercise more fun for me.
Yeah, cool.
And I think a lot of people are finding that. And there's a wide range of these devices, because there's a wide range of entry points for people. If you have not exercised in a long time, you may just want to get a simple activity tracker that counts your steps.
Mm-hmm.
But I would encourage you, for instance, I'm on the Fitbit website now, and they have a range of products. Buy up a little bit, because this is going to motivate you to work out more, and you want it to be able to be something you can grow into.
You got to understand how it works, though, first. You got to go to this Apple store and figure it out.
You wear it and you walk. It's really cool.
And then you run, and then you lift weights, and then you feel better. You look better, and you have a wonderful life.
All right. So there we are, the prescription for a wonderful life here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.